Hello and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Ametron. Today is Friday, May 9th, 2014. Just a quick announcement that tomorrow begins the May Intensives. The beginning call is a four-hour call starting at 1 p.m. Pacific time. And at the end of that call, Ron will charge 7 bottles of water for you to use throughout the week. And then the 8-hour calls are the 11th of May, the 18th, and the 25th. And all of, well, the 4-hour call also, but all those 8-hour calls are all time on Creation Lightship where you're getting physical healing. So I recommend them very highly, and there's more information about that on Ron's website. Before Ron comes on, you may want to open up, click on the picture of the light being, which can be found on the BBS radio page. Make it as large as you can, and Ron will activate that with peace energy. First, he's going to come on, though, and clear us all of the work week. So whenever your work week ends, for many people in the U.S., it ended sometime today. But if you're from somewhere else or in a different time zone, whatever it is, Ron will clear all that gunk off of us. So I'll welcome Ron onto the show. Hi, Ron.
Yeah, hi. So here we go, everybody. Let's clear away your bad scoobies and energies and situations that you maybe have had during the week or today, or maybe something recycled from a couple years ago that landed on your doorstep. So here we go. Let's release the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, you have to think of something. Otherwise, nothing will get cleared. So here we go. Think of something. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's energize the light beam for everybody. Here we go. The light beam, and this program is normally always in the complete now moment of time. So time doesn't exist. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. The light beam's activated. And we'll make it a little more energy for everybody. So stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Ann, I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. This has been kind of a peaceful week. I felt very connected to the Earth Spirit this week, Ron, as if things really have been changing and working for the better. And I was wondering, you know, if you can maybe confirm some of that or tell us what you think is going, you know, does nature seem happier to you as well?
Yeah, it does feel much better. It's been doing a lot of battles out there. I can't remember a lot of them. I had one this morning at 2:30 in the morning. And what happened, I don't know if it was, let's see. When was our last show? It was, what?
Wednesday.
Wednesday, and today's Friday.
So it was 2 days, yeah.
Okay, so Wednesday morning, there's a lot going on with the gold energy here, physical gold. And some people might hear about maybe all the countries having their currency backed in gold coming up in the near future. I won't get into that too much, but you may have heard that. What happened was there was a lot of battles going on, and so we had the aliens out there in the Beyondo who have stored their gold underground here. Remember, this is kind of like a planet where they could store things. Maybe since we're so close to the darkness, in a sense, on the last outpost here, of light, and next door to us is darkness. This has been used, throughout maybe eternity for the aliens to store and bury gold here with their own particular technology and with their own particular, say, signature, frequency, DNA, whatever word you want to use there on it. And so when they sort of started figuring out that the gold is going to be used to back the humans here. Remember, the aliens don't always look at us humans as intelligent people. So they started coming in wanting their gold. And they have released gold, off and on over the last probably year or two to certain alien races that would come in, and they said, all we want to do is get our gold. And they end up being in battles with other races here who wanted to steal their gold. So it's kind of like the aliens are, in a sense, maybe pirates, and maybe what they have here is their own, but other people are trying to steal it. So anyway, basically what I saw was about 500 races, and there could be more, coming in here to find where they put their gold and take it off planet so that they could have it. And that's what's kind of what's going on the last couple of days. And so typically maybe the aliens were coming in here battling and connecting to maybe people and different things to get the gold. So anyway, that's what's going on right now. I think maybe just picking a number, maybe there's maybe 100 races left to go, or 100 factions or 100 something that is still going to reclaim what they brought here. So that's what's happening, and that's probably why people are feeling much calmer, because the gold is being extracted by the aliens, and they're taking it out, and that's it. They'll probably not return any longer here, because there's no need to. So if you happen to hear of somebody, or read in the news where somebody had some of that alien gold, that would definitely, in that point, be stolen if they took it. And that means that they probably had stolen alien gold, and, the aliens came and claimed it because they know where their gold is. They're a lot smarter than we are. And so that's to be, so if you hear somebody saying, gee, I had a vault full of gold and it's gone, and they're trying to scratch your head wondering where it went, it's because the rightful owners took it. So anyway, I guess back to you, Ann. That's kind of what's going on now. The clouds have changed a lot that I have seen in the last few days, maybe even the last maybe 5 days, because there's a lot more peace energy here, and there's less energy coming in to cause problems because they're leaving. Whether I'm not saying that all the aliens are leaving and that your life's going to be honky-dory in a week from now and there won't be any alien attacks, but there'll probably be less of them. So, anyway, back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. And when you said 100 alien races, do you mean that there are that few now attached to Earth? Because you used to say talk in the thousands. Or are you saying about 100 are still around?
Yeah, eventually there's about 500 that came instantly. And they had to kind of be at truce with each other because not all aliens, just like people, don't like each other, but they all came here for a common goal. And the way it sort of worked is that we would give them protection once they found their gold, and at that point they had complete protection to bring it to wherever they needed to take it to, so no other alien race would steal it from them. And then they brought it to wherever they wanted to go to, and that was it. It doesn't matter if they're from the light or from the darkness, still, they're using the gold for a reason, and they didn't probably want us to take the gold and maybe tie it into our currency here or something like that. I can't really say anything about that because I don't know how much, the gold is, how many tons of gold is here or anything else, But they took and are continuing to extract what they want to have, take them off planet here, because it's not going to do any good here. And they want to get it out, actually, Much like yourself, you're selling your house and you want to get your furniture and stuff out of your house before somebody else buys it. So that they're just cleaning it out so that we can have our own playground here. So anyway, that's basically it. So if you do feel different, if you wake up and your gold ring now is looking different, it was the fact that the gold that you got was from somebody else. It may not be gold that was mined out of the earth here, and it was alien gold. Who knows? Anyway, I don't think anybody's going to feel much going on. But if you hear something that kind of sound mysterious or different, you know, you can always, you know, send us an email on that. And then we're also talking to somebody about the thing that happened in Germany maybe a year ago, where the semi-truck was seen being abducted on a freeway, highway, or whatever. They saw it go up in the air with cargo, then it got returned with no cargo in it. So if you haven't seen that, and you're a new listener, and you really want to have some something to scratch your head and them all over what it goes on with abductions, that's a good one to look at. Just go to YouTube and probably just type in, you know, something like that, you know, the semi-truck floating in, you know, off the freeway, or abduction or something like that. It's quite interesting to open people's minds up to what's going on. And that's one of them. Then also check out, for entities, check out the barking cat. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. I'm fascinated to learn that gold is as much, you know, is valuable on other planets, much like it is here on Earth. That's very interesting to me. You know, you would think there was some other, hard-to-get-ium item on other planets. But that's interesting to know. And it'll be interesting to see if any of our large institutions complain. We hear them complain that, gee, some of our gold was stolen or is missing or something. Okay. I was wondering if we could kind of switch gears to timeline crashes, which we started to talk about a little bit on Wednesday, but we didn't get there too much. And we had that wonderful call you did last Sunday that really was terrific, because it ran the gamut from helping people who had never done a timeline crash and wanted to know what they were about to really refining doing timeline crashes. And I know the thing that I got from it most, even though I knew this, it really hit home to me, is how specific, how good it is to be very specific when you're doing your timeline crashes, but I would say on all the healings as well. So can you talk about that, Ron, how our spirits and even the light beings look at us as perfect, and just elaborate a little bit on how we should talk to them and tell them what we need?
Whenever you do a clearing, you want to just write down what your problem is. And that's true on timelines, too. So you want to say, I have, you know, a sore foot, left sore foot or something, or, you know, I have an ache in my toe, or I have, you know, a problem with my left eye. You want to just make it very simple. And then if you do timeline crashing on it, then that's what you want to crash, because they're getting mileage out of you because you have a problem. And it's bothering you, and bothering you means that it's either pain or you're thinking about it. And when you're thinking about it, then you have traumas, and so that's the reason why, you know, you want to do the crashes on that for the timelines to get you off of that, so you're able to be in peace with the issue. So you're actually living all those lives. That's your parallel lives. And they're on timelines. So timelines are parallel lives. And you can be on ones from the past, along with future ones. So that's the whole process, is, you know, where are you? And, you know, how much you would like to do for yourself to get rid of situations and problems. And the easiest, probably quickest way is to do, you know, a timeline crash for something, along with getting rid of your clone replicas also. On various timelines, so both of them are very effective. You know, you need to get your emotional clearing done first. So if you're a new time listener and you're attempting to do timeline crashes for a week, it would help you, but I would figure, you know, it may only be about 10% effective, because you need to get rid of your emotions, which is what caused your problems to begin with. You need to get those things, those energies cleaned out of you. So otherwise, you'd be triggered again, and, you know, the whole thing is to release energies that are holding you back from having more spirit energy, and that's why you want to do so. So first do your emotional one, and then naturally after that, probably do your mental. People are mental, and you want to get out of your head, because when you think, you're kicking your spirit out of your body, And then from there, once you get those things cleaned out, then, you know, you start doing some good timeline crashing for your particular situations or problems. And if you have other things after that that you can think of, like fear and anxiety, you have energetic bodies also, just like the other two, the emotional and mental, that store all your stuff. So you, what you're doing is you're just cleaning yourself out. And when you clean yourself out, then your spirit comes back in. And that's where you want to be. You want to get rid of, you know, the stuff that you have so that you can become more empowered by your own spirit and get out of mind energy. That's why we have clearings to do that. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, and I think it might be tempting for people who listen to our show and hear about the timeline crashes to want to jump in and just do some timeline crashes. But it really is amazing, an amazing change in your life when you do just that emotional body and do some whole life clearings first and then get into those. So that, thank you for that, Ron. I want to say to everybody, too, I have the clsquestions@yahoo.com open if you'd like to send an email. We are using the fast chat again tonight if you have any questions or comments, and you also may phone in to BBS Radio. That's right on their website. Friday has traditionally been Paranormal Friday. We're not really talking about that tonight, though I sometimes feel like almost everything we talk about is paranormal anyway. So, and I have one comment here that's interesting, Ron. Someone is saying that she lives up north, so I don't know what state exactly, and she's seeing a lot of flat-bottom clouds. Do you think there's something, because I've been seeing in California a lot of fluffy clouds. So do you think there are certain parts of the country maybe that are still, you know, maybe getting hit heavier with the ETs up there? Or?
Yeah, it's possible. You know, when I went through Wyoming, you know, 2 years ago, going to Omaha, that's all that I saw was alien ships. You know,
wow.
Wherever you looked, you saw flat-bottom clouds continuously. I mean, it was like Alien Central. So it makes you wonder who's living in that area, you know? So that was,
right.
You know, through whatever road goes through there. I think we went through Utah, you know, Wyoming, you know, whatever that top, you know, highway is. I just can't recall the number on it. It was either 40 or 80 or something, but it goes straight across. And that is where all the ship clouds were that I saw. So there was lots of them there.
Right.
So, but yeah, that could be you know, Alien Central there, and which would mean a lot of abductions of people.
And when you see that, those flat-bottom clouds near you, the first thing you want to do is put on the Earth Protect clearing and possibly the gray skies, right, Ron? Put both of those on for your area?
Both of those, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then if you do feel like you're getting a headache or feel a little dizzy or spacey or just not right, then that's the head connectors and the satellite one. And then if you look up in the clouds and you see alien faces looking at you, it's not, you know, just start looking at them. You're going to start seeing faces. Then you know you want to do the alien remote viewing one. So all those free clearings are on the left side of the website under free sample healings, I believe what the drop-down box is. And just go in there and have fun. And you're going to find energy change around you probably within 5 minutes.
May we have some sample healings, Ron, since you were talking about some of those whole life clearings? Could we maybe do those basic ones, the emotional, mental, and fear bodies, and everyone thinks of one issue to be cleared for each clearing?
Let me think here. There might be some other clearing. I always do those all the time for people. I'll do a trauma clearing. So here we go, trauma. So think of an issue that you could have with trauma. Here we go. So releasing your one trauma or that one incident. Maybe, remember, you have a thick book full of all these things. So just because I released one particular energy doesn't mean that it got rid of all of them, okay? So maybe you got 100,000, I'm going to take one away from you. Okay, so think of that one. And here we go, a trauma that you experienced, releasing that. I'll just count to five. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. So if you're placed by peace, you're going to still be able to see your situation that gave you trauma, and that trauma got stored into your trauma body, probably because your emotional body is overdosed and saturated, and so went into that body next. And then you had a title of trauma. And normally, when you start off, if you were younger, you probably don't have any trauma. We'll just say that you don't start collecting all this negativity until you hit 10 years of age. So that means that you probably may not have any fear, may not have any resentment, may not have any trauma, may not have any sensory body overload. You know, all you have is emotions. But when you start, you know, filling up your emotional body and it gets clogged up, and that's just only clogged up because that's your protection around you to keep people from psychically attacking you with that particular situation. And so you go to the next body and you clog that one up, and the next one gets clogged up. So it's like having different filters, and each one gets clogged up, and then it starts resonating that energy back into you again, because as you put an energy into it, with the law of cause and effect, that's where you're living with that trauma, and it boomerangs back to you again, and it can be stronger than what the incident was that you experienced, because it may have 50 traumas coming back to you with just one experience. That's why you want to clean out your bodies, and they're invisible. So I'll do another one here. I'll do one for, anxiety here. Here we go. So think of a time that you were anxious about something. And it could be a good thing, too. Like I said, maybe somebody gave you or told that they're going to give you a couple $100s, and you got to run a block to get it. If you can, you know, run one block in less than a minute, you can get $100. So now you're full of anxiety because you get $100. Okay. It can be a great thing. It doesn't have to be negative all the time. So here we go, releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, we have quite a few people with questions. Someone said they've noticed more white fluffy clouds. Someone else said they're seeing a lot of flat bottom clouds, and that person specifically is in Pennsylvania. It's interesting that different things are happening around the country. And I don't know what would be happening in other countries, but as Ron said, just put those two free healings on, and that'll cause the light ship, right, to go check it out, right, Ron, and see who's up there, maybe get rid of them.
Yeah, now, the light ship only works upon your request. And so that's the way it works. So you have to specify, you know, by doing that clearing, automatically they'll be connected to you, and the clearing will work around you, okay? So that's the way it works.
So you only need to put your name, and you don't need to put your address in your city?
If you want, you could, but normally it'll be around your house, you know, and around you, wherever you are. So
right.
That's the way it works.
Okay, great. Now, back to timeline crashes. Someone wrote in to the email and said, can I clear a condition that I've had my whole life, starting with being in vitro, or is that going too far back? And I believe, per our discussion on Sunday, that is okay to do that, right, Ron? Go all the way back to when you were born?
Yeah, you go back to when you were born. Yeah, that'd be fine. And even, when you were first conceived, you can go back that far.
Right.
And, you know, you don't know what your parents were thinking or doing upon your conception, you know? And, it can get deep real quick. So, you know, what were they thinking? What entities came into their body when you were conceived? Did that entity pass on its energy to you? You know, are you living as an entity child? Because entities wanted to, conceive you, or wanted at least to have sex, and then you popped out there, you were conceived. You know how things are.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are accident children. And, maybe a few people, their parents really wanted them. But, you know, it's hard to say how that works, but, you know, of what's controlling the energy. a lot of people, maybe the aliens wanted a lot of people conceived on a certain day.
Mm-hmm.
They have barcodes in place. They go, oh, we need people conceived, maybe a winter month, we'll say in December, hypothetically, right? When it's cold, and then maybe you're born maybe in October, September, November, or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, it all depends how it is.
Right. Okay. And then, so someone said here on the fast chat that you suggested timeline crash when a health problem started. That's basically the same thing as the person wrote in. And then you mentioned entities, Ron, and what's going on with the parents, but this listener is saying, could they not be there from birth if they are predestined from the stars and astrology? So that's another issue, right?
Yeah. That's kind of what we're talking about right. You know, being conceived at a certain time, you know.
Right.
What is, what's the external influence at that particular time, you know? So, yes, you know, there's a lot that can happen and can come into you during that process. So, you know, just if you have a condition, find out when it was, and I would go back to that particular time when you were diagnosed and then even look further and see when it actually started and go back to that particular maybe month or week, whatever. Yeah, what you can remember back and start clearing out that timeline. Because from there it grew, it happened to you. And normally you're going to be having situations happening without you even having it happen to you beforehand. It could take 10 years to manifest something. But you will have clues because your DNA is activated and you're going to be brought to situations to see something happening outside of yourself. And then you don't get the situation. I could say you don't get the lesson, I don't want to use that term, but you don't get it, and then it happens to you, and you go, man, I had all these clues, you know? Why didn't I catch on? Well, now it's done, you know? So it's much harder to work with something that is created. Remember, everything's invisible first, so it's much harder to undo a creation than it would be to take away something. So if you do see something happening to you in your dreams and it's not manifested here yet, do timeline crashes on it. Or you see people, people tripping and hurting themselves, then you go, wow, that could happen to me. Well, you're watching it. Yeah, it is going to happen to you. It has to happen to you because that DNA is activated. Otherwise, you wouldn't be seeing it. So then start doing timeline crashes for you having a condition, a problem. Maybe the people you saw only had skinned knees. Maybe, you're being set up by your soul family to have a broken arm. So, timeline crash all these situations that you saw in other people and keep doing it until you're off of that timeline. Remember, that's your parallel lives. Remember, you're in darkness, and the parallel lives are created by darkness. So you want to get out of that and get into the now. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. We have a question about the seven generational healings. And there are quite a few of them. I know we did a show one time and went through the whole list of all the different clearings that are seven generation. And so this listener says, I have a child under 3 years of age. Would I begin clearings, I assume, for that child with the seven generation since they haven't spent enough time here to get DNA as active as older people?
I would say that would be a good thing. So if you have a younger child and you want to clear away, one of the clearings, like an emotional clearing or a fear clearing or something, yeah, go into the seven generational end of it. And that might take out a whole bunch of stuff.
And, of course, when you do your child, you're receiving the clearing, too, because you're that first generation for the child. Right?
Well, normally it works the other way. You do it, if you do it for yourself, then if you do it for the child, then you will get a clearing, yes. Uh-huh. Because that is correct. Because you're the next one down. And then your parents would be, and then grandparents, et cetera, So, yeah, that's the way that works. I won't say it's 100% effective to take away all that stuff. So if you think, you know, that doing an emotional clearing on a child is going to clear everything out of your, you know, your parents or whatever, it won't do that, but it will help them.
Right, right. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't think that would be like the same as doing an emotional body clearing at all, but, yeah, I see what you mean. That would be good. Okay, and, you know, people can, there are, I don't know if you've counted, Ron, but there are hundreds and hundreds of healings on your website, and most likely nobody needs all of them, but you can very simply go to the index and click on things like Seven Generation, and it'll bring up all the different choices you have to do. And that would be a nice thing to do for children.
Yes,
to get them started off right in life.
Well, what you got to find out for a child is what's your issue? What are you dealing with, okay? And so that could very possibly be their issue. But what you want to take note of is that it a lot of times will skip a generation. So your issue may only be a little bit in the child. So look at your parents' issues, okay? If you have parents and if you knew who they were or know who they are, then write down what you think their issues are. Because even though they passed on their issues to you, it will be much stronger in your children. Because it always boomerangs back into the next generation. And so your child will mirror back to you what your parents did to you in life, okay? And so the child is actually pushing your buttons that your parents gave you. So you might want to look at that, because it would be, you know, probably more beneficial to check out your parents' issue with your children.
Wow, that's a great idea, Ron. And I've heard of that a lot in different areas of life, like skills and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
Like my mother was a great painter and singer, and I do neither of those things, but my son does.
Yeah.
So that's kind of maybe not such a bad thing, that he's kind of got some talents handed down to him. But I could see that it would might work in negative ways also with issues.
Yes, uh-huh.
Fascinating. Okay. Could we go back a little bit into the timeline crashes, because there was just so much great information on Sunday. And the one thing I thought was interesting is we kind of began the call with a question of the wording, and someone said, well, should I put in pain or no pain? And I just wanted to tell people the conclusion was it didn't matter that much. But I think some people, when you start to timeline crash, you might feel an increase in your issue. It might feel a little bit worse at first, right, Ron?
Yeah, that could be possible, because you're actually experiencing that issue as you're crashing it.
Right. People were afraid they were drawing more of it to them, but that's not really the case, right?
No, you're actually looking at the issue, and so you may be seeing it more, and the more you do timeline crashes, it'll start to leave you. That's the reason for it.
Right.
Because remember, you're already in the pot of soup, you know, and you just want to get out of that. So just keep crashing until you actually are starting to feel better. That's the whole process, is to get off of timelines where people are connecting to you, contracting to you to do things to your body. And that's not a good thing to do. So you want to get off the timeline so you can feel better.
Okay, and someone is asking, we're kind of skipping around again, but again about the Seven Generation. That just went off. Do we need the Seven Generational on emotions if we've already done the whole life clearing?
Everybody's different on that one, you know.
Right.
Still have emotions, and you may want to do the Seven Generation one. You know, were your parents emotional? If they were, then it might be a good idea to do that. You know, everybody's different. So I do know that people who have done the seven generational clearing for almost any of the clearings feel a lot more peace because it goes deeper. And that's what I can say. So, you know, but it's up to you. That's you, Ann.
Okay, thank you, Ron. Okay, we have another email from a listener from when I said, think of an issue before you do the healings. This listener wrote, think of an issue. Since I did the mind matrix barcode, I can't think of anything too clearly. So that's a good sign. Do you want to talk a little bit about the mind matrix barcode, Ron?
Yeah, the name is kind of self-explanatory.
Right.
So it disconnects you from the thoughts of the consciousness of universal mind. You know, so that's one way to look at it. And, yeah, you may be disconnected and you're at peace more. That's the whole process. You know, you get out of the matrix, and that clearing does a lot of benefit. But everybody's different. You know, everything will help you. I guess the major question people ask is, Ron, I did like maybe 4 or 6 clearings. What I do next? You know, well, kind of look at your life and see how you're feeling and see what might benefit you. Or just pick one in general and do the clearing. It's all going to help you. Because you may have something that's so blocked in you that you know that don't know anything about it, you know. It may not even be your issue in this lifetime. But remember, it could get passed on to your children if you have children. So it is in you, but it might be dormant. And it may be causing something that could be coming into another way of you living your life, even though it's not an issue, it still could be giving you blocked energy. Remember, these are all blocked energy issues. And you may be experiencing something and not knowing what it's about, not realizing that maybe you deal with anxiety because you're used to it. You know, you live there, so, you know, you say, I don't have anxiety, but you're living in anxiety for your whole life. So maybe, you know, oblivious to you. So just pick one of the clearings if you want to have fun and just do it, do a whole lifetime one. And you might find that you picked the right clearing and it might open up your whole life to new possibilities. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, thank you. I know I really believe that, you know, you should start out with like the basics and then sort of see what is still bothering you, if what hasn't been cleared, and then you'll know if those are the things you need. I'm more familiar with the clearing you have, the mind matrix bundle. Is the mind matrix barcode something all of us have, Ron?
Yeah, everybody has that one, yes.
Wow, okay.
And what you might want to look at, it, you know, is the recommended clearings that we have. You know, there's a list of them there. And, you know, if you don't know what to do, just kind of look at those and at least do your emotional and mental one first. And I'd probably say do the 3, emotional, mental, and fear. And then from there you can kind of reevaluate your life and see what's going on. A lot of people, you know, will normally do the spirit barcode because they're kind of tired of living here and they don't want to be stuck in a lifetime here in a different body next time around. And to be honest, next time around probably will not be on the Earth itself here. It will be on a cloned Earth planet. As if ascension time happens, then you'll be abducted living in the darkness. So that's what's happening, is that this planet is, you know, no longer going to be here unless things change drastically.
If one of us were to die, Ron, before ascension, one of us would, by that I mean someone who's connected to Creation Lightship and done a lot of their healings, would we be able to go to the New Earth Transport and hang out there?
Well,
to the quarantine in the Creation Lightship?
Well, you'd first be in quarantine, okay?
Okay.
But once you've had some clearings, then these lightships are going to recognize you. But the barcode clearing is very important to get that, to get your spirit saved, okay? Because they could do a quick switcheroo, and you could be taken off you. They could pull your spirit right out of your body. And then they got you, and they'll put you into a cloned replica of you, or maybe not even a cloned replica of you, into something else, and your spirit's stuck there. So, you know, the whole thing is to, you know, at least get that clearing under your belt. Typically, if we didn't have that clearing up, then I would say, yeah, more than likely, you know, the lightship's going to try to find you, look for you on this planet. That's the whole thing. Are you going to be on this planet when ascension time happens? Well, the time of Jesus, everybody, almost everybody got taken sideways to the dark side universe. That's why you're still here listening to this program. So you missed ascension because the dark side stole you, and you were abducted into a timeline where they had a cloned Earth. And you have no control over that. You don't know what they're going to do to you. So that's why you want to do, you know, the clearing to clean out your body so your body can get out of here. And then also to, you know, make sure your spirit leaves here. So is it scary to realize that I've been living in a dark side cloned universe? Well, you're living there anyway on these timelines. So you shouldn't feel too much anxiety because you're already living there, okay? But you won't be coming back here again. And all your problems and situations that you're dealing with are on those timelines, okay? So if you want to be having misery and problems, that's what they're going to do to you, is create that forever. They're getting mileage on it. When you're here, this is your only chance to be in the now on this planet, because you can't be in the now on those other timelines. They don't allow you to be in the now. They just keep, like, you know, whipping the horse to death, and you keep running and running and running like the Ever-Ready, you know, a little bunny, and they will energize your bunny, and you keep going forever. For here, at least you can be in the now and enjoy life. So that's the advantage. But you're already on those timelines, okay? So it's not as if it's an awful situation. It will be an awful situation, but you never come back here again. Well, back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you, Ron. That mostly was good news. We have a request for a couple of healings, actually. One is the victim body clearing, and I don't know if you want to talk about that a bit. Why do we have a victim body, and how does one end up with one and need to clear it?
Well, yes, the name kind of, you know, is self-explanatory. So here we go. You feel like you're a victim at times. So here we go. Let's clear away one of your situations there being a victim. So think of something. And here we go. I'll count to five to clear that. One, two, three, four, and five. There, it's cleared away. One situation, remember, out of your really big, thick, you know, probably 3 foot thick book of pages with fine print, and we cleared one of those little things away from you to make you feel better. Remember, you're stuck in mind energy here, and the mind energy goes on forever. It's all self-fulfilling prophecy. So, and remember, you are a choice. That's a nice thing. You're a choice to get out of here. Isn't that neat? You know, so tell all your friends that they want to leave here, you know, they better do some clearings to help themselves out. And this is your last chance. And this is your free will, free choice. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, yes, thank you. And the other one, which, you know, I guess is different, but, you know, could be very different or could be similar, is the slavery clearing. Is it possible for you to give us a sample of that on the radio show?
Well, you could be slave to a job, you know, slave to your dog or cat. That's what's really, everybody's a slave to something. And so I'll just do that, you know, it's, this is pretty general. So here we go. One, just think of your issue. One, two, three, four, and five. So like we said, if any of these seem to ring a bell with you and you get some relief, then, you know, get your whole lifetime clearing done on these bodies. And, you know, the timeline crashing can and will also help you, but you need to clean out a few of these bodies beforehand. Everybody's different. Everybody has different bodies that they're living in. Remember, you're living the stain of that particular energetic body. And the emotional one everybody lives in, but you may have other ones too. Like I said, if you overfilled or saturated, you know, your emotional body, then other ones start to take over. And so you could have lots of situations going on in other bodies, and just clearing your emotional body may help you, but you may have already trashed it at the age of 10, and maybe you're, 50 years of age now, so it means you had 40 years of living in other bodies, and those are where you live, so you got to clear those out too. And some people are very fortunate, you know, they live a sheltered life, not too much going on, and maybe they just got to clear their emotional one. Maybe they don't have traumas, maybe they don't have anxiety, maybe they don't have fears, you know, so everybody's different. Everybody has, you know, a different way of perceiving life here according to how your DNA got activated and what your soul family chose to do for you to sabotage you. So back to you, Anne.
In the body alignment, I'm trying to remember exactly what it's called, and the magnetic body alignment with 108 bodies. Is that the same thing you're talking about with the different issues? Like one of the 108 bodies is emotional, mental, the feeling body, the sensory body?
Is that
something different?
Well, what that does when you do that clearing, the magnetic twisted body clearing, what that does is realign all those energetic bodies to your physical body. That's the easiest way to state it. And so they're all put into alignment. It's actually being aligned to your spirit. And once you're all in alignment, then you feel better. And that's the way that works. It won't clear the body out, but it will realign it so that it's pointing forward, just like your physical body would be in its movement. So if you're looking straight ahead, that's where the body should be in alignment so that they're all in sync with each other. And they get out of alignment, too. And when they get out of alignment, you may not feel proper or feel a little strange or something. And they could be out for your whole lifetime. So that's why it's so good to get that clearing. And that one, I think, is in the body jumpstart. So if you're going to do that clearing, I recommend doing the body jumpstart and do all those clearings in the body jumpstart. That should help you out a whole bunch.
The body jumpstart is amazing, and it has two, or at least two, if not three, clearings that you can just pay an extra $50 and make them whole life for yourself, so you can have them forever. It has that mind of the body. It's really good.
That's the advantage of the unlimited version of the clearing, so that you can go into it and keep up and keep current with your particular clearing. Remember, life doesn't stop for you after you have a clearing. So once you have a clearing, everything is cleared, you know, from that moment in time going back. But what happens in your future? So that's why you have the unlimited availability to go into that, so you can stay current and clean yourself out with your different issues that have come up, each day of your life, if you do have issues. So that's why you want to get the unlimited. So the unlimited is very nice. So when you get that body jumpstart one, there are some whole lifetime clearings included in there, and you can get the unlimited versions added to that if you choose to, if you want to continue on staying current. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I was wondering if you could talk about what I think is really, really important. It's on there, on the body jumpstart, is the mind of the body clearing. And is it possible for you to give us a sample or perhaps connect our spirits to the minds of our bodies today on the radio show?
That's a little more complicated.
Yeah.
Right now, no, but I can meet. Mind your body is your internal healer. And so you need to find out why that's offline. So the first thing to do, it will be offline for people who have death barcodes. So another way of stating it, if you have a situation happening and you're not healing and you don't think that your body's working too well, or you have a condition for quite a while, then that means that you more than likely have a death barcode. And that death barcode is working with your one condition now, and eventually it could possibly kill you, or something else will come up and maybe piggyback on top of that to do that also. So you know, do your death barcodes to help yourself out. And then from there, the mind and the body, you know, will be functional. So that's what I would do first is your death barcodes. And this is for people that have a situation. Maybe you, you know, have a situation that you've had for 5 years, you know, and you just can't seem to shake it. Well, that's probably, you know, if you have it for 5 years so far, what's going to happen the next five, okay? You're probably still going to have it because your body has not healed that, which means you probably have a death barcode which turned off your mind and your body. So do your death barcodes. You can send me an email, and I can let you know how many death barcodes you have. And when you get into the death barcode clearing, you have two clearings. You have the death barcode clearing, and then you also have a stress death barcode. So you get two clearings in that particular clearing. And I think it's $150, and you just send me an email, and I can tell you how many death barcodes you have. So if you have, let's just say, six of them, then you go through and you do the six death barcodes. Takes 3 hours to do each one. And then very possibly, you probably want to do that on the weekend. And then after that, maybe the next weekend, we'll say, then do your stress death barcode, or maybe in a couple of weeks when you have the time, and you're going to feel much, much better. And then see if, because that's going to jumpstart your mind and your body. So the mind and the body just kind of gets shut down when you hit each death barcode. So do that one. And it's also, you know, the mind of the body is still in the body jumpstart, and that's designed for people that don't really have maybe a real serious condition, but you always want to get your death barcodes up. So, you know, another way of looking at it.
And by the way, Ron, it's not 150, it's 100 for the death barcode. And
okay.
I noticed that it goes up to 10. You can, you know, it has a list, I should say, of 10 barcodes to clear. But if you happen to have 11 or 12, you could just go back to one, correct, and keep rolling through?
Yeah, and just keep rolling.
Keep rolling through. And if someone has a lot of barcodes, should they still wait, like keep a day apart of removing each one?
Well, you want it as many as you can in a day. So I would say dedicate maybe 10 hours in one day to, you know, maybe 12 hours, you know, to do four in a day if you can. And then, you know, the next day do some more because you don't want to have the time separated too much so that the items will give you more death barcodes. You want to get them off of you.
Okay.
Remember, these are put on you initially probably at your birth, and they found out that you're going to be dealing with a situation, so they just stuck them on you. At times, they'll put them on you because they see a conditioning happening to you, some type of situation, and they'll put one on you just because of that. But mainly, these are probably things that have been put on by your natal chart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you've been contracted out with that, with your natal chart. All that information went to your soul family to sabotage you with that, maybe that wonderful car accident where they broke your back. And now you're in misery, and you can't get well because you have a death barcode on you. So, you know, do the barcode and you know, get that energy off of you. And then, you know, you may be a bunch of timeline crashes on your accident. But you know, everything here is like a setup. So your soul family will set you up for that experience. And normally it's not a pleasant one.
And, you know, okay, I'm sorry, Ron. I think you may have said 150 because it's a one-time usage, so you can get a lot out of it. And if you want it to be whole life so that if in a few months or, you know, years, if we're still here, you want to go back in and redo the barcodes, I guess you would want to pay 150 to have it whole life, right?
Well, yeah. Well, typically, once you get them off of you, most people don't get them put back on again. Remember, it's going to be from your age going forward. So if you're, say, 50 years of age and you had, you know, say, four death barcodes and you clear those, you may not have any more coming about. If they like you a lot, then you may get one or two, you know, maybe in the next, you know, 20 years or so. But typically, you know, once you get them off, you're going to feel much better. And from there, you know, you may not have any put on. it's possible that you could. I do have people who, contact me maybe every 6 months, and they say, Ron, do I have any death barcodes? And some people have them, some don't. But, that's what the aliens are doing to you. But you got to get those off of you, you know, if you want to live a better life and live longer. A better life means not having a barcode bring up a situation that you haven't experienced yet. Remember, the death barcode is to kill you. So how are they going to kill you? A car accident, having some kind of problem happening to you where you're going to be actually dying. So you want to get those codes off of you. And if you and the dying process could be being in misery for 20 years, okay? You know, maybe you got a problem where, you know, when each time you walk, your hip hurts, your back hurts, and, you know, you have a walker or something, and you feel awful, and you wish you were dead. Well, that's what they want. They want to get you out of here to recycle your spirit. And so, and plus you're getting all that mileage of you having all that excruciating pain. So you want to get that barcode off of you so you can start to heal, because you will not heal until you get the barcode off of you. So your mind and the body says that you're going to be dying. That's the information that it's getting from your body. And it sees a death barcode and it goes, why should I heal this person? They're going to be dead in 5 years. So it actually numbs out, you know, your mind and your body. That's why you want to get the death barcodes off of you. It looks like our time is coming to a close.
It is. So, do we have time for a quick mind-to-heart drop, Ron, before we go?
Sure. So here's a mind-to-heart drop. You must command your spirit out loud. You can whisper, you know, if you're in the public, we'll say. And here we go. Commanding your spirit to take your thoughts from your head, that monkey mind, the chatter, whatever you're dealing with, and dropping it into your heart to become peaceful. This is the only way you're going to have peace. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. So hope to see you on the call tomorrow, our special call that starts at 1 o'clock Pacific. And then we do water charging. It's a 4-hour call, 7 containers of water, and we have BBS tomorrow evening. So blessings. Thank you, Anne. We'll see you later, everyone. Bye.
Bye, everyone.